Good afternoon, and welcome to Devash Lefi. Smyrna, Smyrna, the Kehillah, the congregation at or in Smyrna, and that's where it was, to the angel of Messiah's community in Smyrna. We are in Messiah more than we are in Smyrna or in wherever we are, in Nashville, in Franklin, in wherever church, wherever city, wherever suburb, wherever county, wherever community, whatever town you might be in, village, remote location, we are in Messiah, the scripture says. But here, en, the Greek preposition en is used. We're in, they're in Smyrna, but we're going to go into this congregation and look at it and look at the background of Smyrna this week, the rest of this week, and maybe even next week. It's amazing. We covered Ephesus in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation, and we're now going to look at Smyrna. This is amazing because Smyrna is the, you know, the one of two congregations that Messiah has nothing negative to say, nothing against it at all. Yeshua has nothing negative whatsoever, no judgment, no condemnation of it, nothing to rebuke it for, but he has something, some very thing, wonderful things to commend them for, but also he is preparing them for very difficult times, for actually persecution and potentially martyrdom, to be sure, martyrdom. So this is an amazing congregation, Smyrna, Smyrna. Lord, teach us from the letter to Smyrna from Yohanan. To the angel of Messiah's community in Smyrna write, John says, thus says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. Wow, Yeshua, the first and the last, taken from his title in chapter 1 again. I know your tribulation and your poverty, yet you are rich. You're not really poor. You're not really poor. You're really rich in me. You're wealthy. Even though you have poverty physically, you're wealthy spiritually and eternally. And we'll go into that, what happened to them. I know your, he says, I know this. And as well as the slander of those who say they are Jewish and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Boy, a lot has been done historically by those that are Christians to twist this passage and to take that sentence and to really use it against Jewish people, unfortunately. Those who say they're Jewish and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. I heard it, there we were at a place, oh my goodness, where I heard a preacher talk about Jews as the synagogue of Satan. How frightening that was. Well, what is it really saying? We're gonna explain it in this series. Do not fear, he says, what you're about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw, the adversary, the devil, Satan, the devil, the slanderer, really, devil means slanderer, is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested. So they're going to endure great persecution because oftentimes the prisons at that time in Rome were for, to prepare them, to be where they were being prepared to die, to go to their death, so that you may be tested and you will have tribulation for 10 days. 10 days, well, what does it mean? We'll see. 10 literal days, well, or was he talking about something different? Be faithful to death, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, the Ruach is saying to Messiah's communities. So it's again to all of us, to all the communities, to Yeshua's body throughout the ages. The one who overcomes shall never be harmed by the second death. By the second death. There was a quote I saw by D.L. Moody. Listen to this one. He who is born once will die twice. He who is born twice will die once. You know, it's so important to have that new birth, isn't it? And know that we'll never, Yeshua said, he who believes in me will never face death. We're going to have eternal life if we know Yeshua. Well, this is really a powerful, powerful, you know, lesson really to learn about Smyrna. The word means myrrh. Smyrna means myrrh, and it's associated with death and embalming, with death and embalming in John 19:39 and 40. And myrrh, listen, myrrh had to be crushed. That spice had to be crushed in order to give out its wonderful, its delicious, its aromatic fragrance. Smyrna carries the meaning of suffering. Had to be crushed, suffering. Smyrna is, as I said, one of these two congregations, the other is Philadelphia, that Messiah had nothing against whatsoever. No words of rebuke whatsoever. Have you ever noticed that when we undergo suffering, when someone undergoes suffering, there's not a sin consciousness, and you're not sinning when you're suffering? Did you notice that? In a sense, really, you're not. We're broken, we're humble, we're dependent upon God. Instead of being concerned about being tempted to sin, you're dependent upon God. And so I think of 1 Peter 4, verse 1. Listen to this verse. I thought of this when I was thinking about that. Smyrna means suffering. They're the crushed congregation, glorifying God through suffering, persecuted. Therefore, since Messiah suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves, Peter says, also with the same mind. Arm yourselves with the same mind. For the one who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Have you ever thought about that verse, 1 Peter 4:1? The one who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. TLV, has finished with sin. Has finished with sin. Suffered, has ceased from sin, or finished with sin. The Greek word is pauo, I think it would be, pauo, means to stop, to come to an end, to come to an end. And this would be part of the amazing thing about Smyrna. No words of rebuke. Why? Why? No sin that Yeshua is pointing to, that you've got to deal with this sin, because they're suffering. They're undergoing suffering, and so it's a purifying. Suffering has a purifying effect that makes us more like Messiah, and we're becoming more like Him rather than becoming more sinful. And it's a beautiful lesson there. Smyrna, myrrh it means, myrrh, and the idea of suffering. So we're going to learn next lesson, we'll go into the background of Smyrna as a city, one of the seven congregations here, congregational cities, really, in this Revelation 2 and 3, that's still in existence today. It's still around today. It's actually the third largest city in Turkey today, with 3 million people, and it's a very super busy, its busiest seaport right today. Well, it was a busy seaport then as well, and we'll learn more about it and what the congregation, the believers there, had to go through in Smyrna, and why Yeshua addresses them the way He does and commends them, but then prepares them for what they're going to have to go through. And we'll cover this issue of the synagogue of Satan, what that really means. So may the Lord bless you, and share this with others if you want. God bless you. Shalom. Yom Tov. Have a great day.